This is the October 4th chapel service. The meditations will be done by John Durham and the music by Michael Hahn.
And so it was after all these things that God put Abraham to the test. And he said to him, Abraham, he replied, here I am. God said, take now your son, your only son, the one whom you love, Isaac, and take yourself to a mountain in the land of Moriah and offer him up there as a sacrifice, there upon one of the mountains to which I will direct you. And Abraham rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the sacrifice, and he arose and he went to the place towards which God directed him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and he saw the place at a distance. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the ass, and I and the lad will go over there and we'll worship, and then we'll return to you. And Abraham took the wood of the sacrifice and put it on Isaac his son. And he took in his own hand the fire and the knife. And so they went along, the two of them, together. And Isaac said to Abraham, his father, my father. And Abraham answered, here I am, my son. Look here, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the sacrifice? And Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the sacrifice, my son. And they went along, the two of them, together. Then they came to the place which God had pointed out, and Abraham built there an altar and arranged upon it in order the wood and bound Isaac his son. And he took him and placed him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And then it was that an angel of Yahweh called out from the heavens and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he answered, here I am. The angel said, do not put your hand forth against the lad. Do not do anything to the lad, for now I know that you have reverence for God, in that you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham looked up, and he saw, look there, a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as the sacrifice instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place, Yahweh will provide. And so it is said to this very day, in the mountain, Yahweh provided. It is a wonderful and terrible narrative, this story of Abraham's testing by God. It reaches backwards to the very beginning of Abraham's life in faith, right to the very moment of his call, and it reaches forward well beyond Abraham into the New Testament and beyond the New Testament into every life lived in faith. It is a narrative indeed that has left us asking, could God really ask such a thing? Would God really ask such a thing? And those are the questions that hide the real question this narrative poses, the one that feels like fear in the pit of your stomach. What would I do if God did ask such a thing and ask it of me? Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac. It is like four crushing, life-killing blows, this command, squeezing out of Abraham the last hope and life he had left. Then there is the awful journey to Moriah, the whirlpool of questions in the way made worse by being left to our own imagination, the leaden instructions to the servants left behind, the excruciating preparations for the upward climb, the wood given to the boy who might hurt himself with a fire or with a knife, and then the agonizing ascent of the mountain with its heart-stopping description of an old man doomed by the death sentence upon his son. And they went along, the two of them, together as one. It is twice repeated, this heart-tearing line. And the second time, after the boy Isaac's innocent but cruel question, "My father, look here, the wood and the fire, but where is the lamb for the sacrifice?" "The Lord will himself provide the lamb for the sacrifice, my son." And they went along, the two of them, together. But would they ever be together again? And then at last, at the summit of Moriah, there is the forced building of the altar, the arrangement of the wood, the binding of the boy, and the terrible glint of the upward lifted blade before the messenger of Yahweh calls out from the heavens at the very last possible moment, "Abraham, Abraham!" Abraham answered this call as he had answered the first call, "Hineni, here I am." One wonders with what additional fear and hopeless hope he said yet again, "Here I am." But this time Abraham learns what we have known all along. God did not intend to accept such a sacrifice from him. The call and the command were a test of his faith. God wanted to determine whether Abraham's reverence for him was without reservation, whether Abraham was really satisfied, as none of the rest of us has ever been, to let God alone be God all by himself without any help from us. It has been our temptation from the beginning, as the story of the man and the woman in the paradise garden shows. Hear now the voice of God calling out to Abraham the awful command.
Abraham. thy word, I have pity. As thou wilt, Lord, so must it be. To thee I will be based. Lay down thy head, it my own son be.
Already, Father, lo, it is here. But why make you such heavy cheer? Are you anything adread?
But hear God, that me is a woe.
Father, if it be your will, where is the beast that we shall kill?
Thereof, son, is not upon this hill.
Father, I am full sore afeard to see you bear that drawn a sword.
I pray thee, thou breakest my heart, even in a sea.
I pray you, Father, lay nothing from me, but tell me what you think.
Isaac, Isaac, I must thee kill.
Alas, Father, is that your will, your only child for to spin upon this helpless tree? If I have trespassed in any degree, with a yard you may beat me. Put up your sword if your will be, for I am but a child, for I am but a child.
Oh, Isaac's son,
would God my mother were here with me.
God hath the mind,
she would kneel down upon me. And overgo. Kneeling on my knee as to your blessing on me spread.
My blessing, dear son, give I thee, and thy hither, my child, thou art so sweet, thou must be bound both hands and feet.
Father, do with me as you will, I must obey, and that is. Oh! I pray you, Father, turn down my faith, for I am sore adread.
What blood were I him to kill?
A mercy, Father, why tarry you so?
Jesus, on me have pity, that I have most in mind.
No, Father, I see that I shall die. Almighty God, in majesty, my soul I offer unto thee.
Heaven and King of bliss, thy bidding shall be done, he wish. Appointed weather here I see, among the briars hide is he. To thee offered shall he be, an unright in this place, an unright in this place. Sacrifice, here sent me is, and all of it through thy grace.
Such
obedience grant us, O Lord,
ever to thy most holy word, that in the same way
Thus at the last, Abraham did not sacrifice his son. God stopped the knife and provided himself the lamb on Moriah that day. But there came another day and another hill, another father and another son, another loved and only son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen.